My guest at this time is Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. He is a Republican from the Buckeye State's 4th Congressional District and a co-founder of the House Freedom Caucus. We want to get his thoughts today as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggests publicly Republicans on his side of Capitol Hill may not be able to reach consensus on anything in terms of a comprehensive bill, and that Republicans may have to work with Democrats and in that limit their focus to shoring up the individual insurance marketplace. So why are we at this point and what can still be accomplished? And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
You bet. Good to be with you, Greg. Look, I think we're here because I think sometimes we forget what our responsibilities are in Congress. They're pretty basic. Do what you told the voters you were going to do. And we were very clear over the last 6 years when we told the American people that we were going to repeal Obamacare. And frankly, that's what we should have done. That's what the Freedom Caucus proposed. We actually proposed two bills. We proposed what Senator Sass suggested last week, which was a repeal bill and then a separate replace bill. And I actually introduced that clean repeal, the same bill we voted on last year that we put on President Obama's desk. We thought we should do that, put it on President Trump's desk and have a two-year phase out where we had time to do the replacement. But unfortunately, that's not the path that was chosen by our leadership. And now here we are, a bill that got through the House and over in the Senate, and you know, we'll see what happens in the next few weeks.
What explanation have you gotten for that? Because I remember when the House was busy debating this, that was absolutely your idea, was to put a repeal bill out there. And one of the arguments that I heard from those who were supportive of the more comprehensive approach was that, well, the rules of the Senate make it so that we can't do that. Yet it worked through the Senate in 2015. So what explanation have they given you for not being able to do it this time?
Yeah, it's the same old parliamentary issue. Then, but when you boil it all down, read Byron York's column a few months back where he said the reason that Republicans aren't doing a full repeal is because some Republicans don't want to repeal Obamacare. And it sort of came down to that fundamental fact. And once we in the Freedom Caucus realized that we couldn't get what we told the voters we were going to do, we were clear with the voters. We said, look, this is not full repeal, but we're going to focus on making this bill as good as we can make it in the House and try to bring down premiums for people in the individual market. And that's what we did. And we know through that intense debate, we made the bill better. And it passed by, you know, one vote when we sent it over to the Senate, and it passed with conservative support. So here we are. But, in the end, it came down to the simple fact that we had some Republicans that didn't want to do what frankly, we had told the voters we were going to do for several years.
Well, that leads into perhaps the problems that Mitch McConnell's having over in the Senate now. There's enough votes to kill it from both the conservative and the moderate perspectives. But what is your reaction to the fact that there appear to be more people in the Republican conference squeamish about the bill because there's not enough government involved, whether it's Medicaid, Planned Parenthood funding, opioid treatment programs, or other federal spending?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to work through it. It's frustrating because hindsight's wonderful, but hindsight is if we should have just done what we all talked about. And remember right before inauguration, when we were talking about having a bill on President Trump's desk on inauguration day that would repeal it, we all thought, oh, well, that was a great approach because we assumed it was going to be the bill we all voted on last year and we put on President Obama's desk. So in hindsight, we should have done that. And it's frustrating now that there's this so much focus on spending and extending the Medicaid expansion part. Because here's what's going to happen, Greg. You keep extending this Medicaid expansion part of Medicaid, you're going to end up shortchanging the people Medicaid is designed to help. Remember, Medicaid was supposed to be and was originally designed for the disabled, the really poor, and children. And now when you expand it to able-bodied adults, you're going to end up shortchanging, I think, on the long haul, those people who truly need help. And that's a problem as well that we have to take into account. So I think we've approached this in the wrong way. Let's hope we can remedy the whole situation and get something passed that's going to help people.
What's the realistic best-case scenario right now?
The best-case scenario right now is that the Cruz Amendment would go in the bill and they'd pass it, come back to the House, and we'd support it. The Cruz Amendment creates the freedom, what we call freedom of choice or consumer choice option, which would say as long as an insurance company provides one plan in each category that meets with all the Obamacare regulations, they could then also offer any other plans that consumers and patients actually want. That would be moving us back towards a market that would help bring down premiums for so many families, and just makes good common sense to me. So we'll see if that amendment goes in. I think the bill's good, and you would see conservative support on the House side, but let's see if that amendment gets in the Senate bill.
Congressman, you were talking about your desire to have had a repeal bill on President Trump's desk pretty much as soon as he got done with the inaugural parade back on January 20th. And obviously, Obamacare has been a major campaign issue in four different campaign cycles starting in 2010. There were some comments over the weekend from Senator Toomey, and I'm not looking to pick on Senator Toomey. I think he's the one perhaps being honest here. About one of the reasons why this has been more difficult than a lot of people expect, as opposed to the campaign promises. Here's what he said.
Yeah, look, I think that's a valid criticism. And I think part of the reason, you've seen how difficult it is to get a Republican consensus until the election last fall, which surprised me. Let me just be very clear. I didn't expect Donald Trump to win. I think most of my colleagues didn't. So we didn't expect to be in this situation, and given how difficult it is to get to a consensus, it was hard to force that until there was a need to.
Is that pretty much the way you saw it on Capitol Hill, that nobody expected Trump to win, and so they were caught flat-footed when the opportunity to do this came about?
I mean, but frankly, and I like Senator Toomey. I think he's a good man and good conservative. But frankly, it shouldn't – I mean – what should drive us is what we said. And what we said was very clear, and it was a central issue in the 2010, 2014, and 2016 campaign. And that was, if we have power, if we have control, we will get rid of Obamacare. Plain and simple. Everyone understood that. The folks in the 4th District of Ohio, I know, understood that. So that's what should drive us. And when it all did happen, and we got the White House and control the House and the Senate, that's exactly what we should do. And why not start with the bill that we had put on the former president's desk? Why not start with that? So it all made sense to me. Remember, that bill said Medicaid expansion goes away after 2 years. You don't add to it. You don't phase it out. You know, it's done. There's a 2-year wind down, and it's in the expansion part is no longer the law. That's what we passed a year ago. And now we can't do it. So that's the frustrating part for all of us. To your question, though, I thought Donald Trump was going to win Ohio. And if you win Ohio, you got a great chance of being president, because you could start to feel it during the campaign. So it's unfortunate we can't do what we told the voters we were going to do.
Last question, and let's stick with the voters. You mentioned what the voters of your district clearly expected from Republican control of the House, Senate, and the White House. What are you hearing on 4th of July recess and other times you've been home about what's happening on this issue?
They want to get it done. They said, you know, I hear from employers. I mean, we're traveling our district. We hear from employers all the time. Even this morning, they said, you know, look, here's what's happened to our health care costs. And these are people who aren't even in the small group or individual market. They're in the large group market. But their costs are going up too. So they want changes. They know what Obamacare has done. They want changes there. They want changes in the tax. But they want us to do what we said. They want us to secure the border. All those issues we talked about, let's get after doing what we told them we were going to do. After all, that's what our job is. And we better get doing that. And the sooner the better.
Congressman, always good to speak with you, sir. Thanks very much for your time today.
You bet, Greg. Take care.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan represents his state's 4th Congressional District, co-founder of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.